Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 24, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains just one poem, A Farmyard Song. Part 2, continued. Farmyard Song. A farmyard song was popular years ago with Burbank, the great reader. How the boys and girls loved it! The author, J.T. Trowbridge, born 1827, is a boy-hearted man, says John Burroughs. The poem is just as popular as it ever was. Over the hill the farm boy goes, his shadow lengthens along the land, a giant staff in a giant hand. In the poplar tree above the spring the katydid begins to sing, the early dews are falling. Into the stone heap darts the mink, the swallows skim the river's brink, and home to the woodland fly the crows, when over the hill the farm boy goes, cheerily calling, "Co-boss, co-boss, co-co-co!" Farther, farther over the hill, faintly calling, calling still, "Co-boss, co-boss, co-co!" Into the yard the farmer goes, with grateful heart at the close of day. Harness and chain are hung away, in the wagon shed stand yoke and plough, the straw's in the stack, the hay in the mow, the cooling dews are falling. The friendly sheep his welcome bleat, the pigs come grunting to his feet, the whinnying mare her master knows, when into the yard the farmer goes, his cattle calling. "Co-boss, co-boss, co-co-co!" While still the cowboy, far away, goes seeking those that have gone astray. "Co-boss, co-boss, co-co!" Now to her task the milkmaid goes. The cattle come crowding through the gate, lowing, pushing, little and great, about the trough, by the farmyard pump. The frolicsome yearlings frisk and jump, while the pleasant dews are falling. The new milch heifer is quick and shy, but the old cow waits with a tranquil eye, and the white stream into the bright pail flows, when to her task the milkmaid goes, soothingly calling, "So, boss, so, boss, so, so, so." The cheerful milkmaid takes her stool and sits and milks in the twilight cool, saying, "So, so, boss, so, so." To supper at last the farmer goes, the apples are pared, the paper read, the stories are told, then all to bed. Without, the cricket's ceaseless song makes shrill the silence all night long. The heavy dews are falling. The housewife's hand has turned the lock. Drowsily ticks the kitchen clock. The household sinks to deep repose, but still in sleep the farm boy goes, singing, calling, "Co-boss, co-boss, co-co-co." And oft the milkmaid in her dreams drums in the pail with the flashing streams, murmuring, "So, boss, so." J.T. Trowbridge. End of section 24. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 19th, 2006, in Oceanside, California.